We are born to dance. Dancing changes the way we feel and think and boosts our self-esteem. We communicate through dance, just as the way we move is influenced by our emotions, so we can recognize a person's emotional state from the way they move their body. What's more, our own subconscious movements are influenced by our hormonal and genetic makeup. So dancing brings together our body, our mind, and our hormones. No wonder it is such a powerful activity that can make us feel fabulous. In this book, I'm going to take you on an adventure as I explore our urge and desire to dance. It's a story older than civilization, one that predates language, and which set the rules of human societies before the birth of organized religion. A story packed with conflict, jealousy, and forbidden love. As a dance psychologist and teacher, I have witnessed the way dancing has changed the lives of hundreds of people. Some years ago, a woman in her late 30s used to come to my dance classes. Each week, she would arrive 10 minutes before the class began, and I would ask her the normal new student questions. Had she danced previously? Did she have any injuries? And each week, she would have to remind me that she wasn't a new student, that she had been the previous week. And we would both nervously laugh. This happened 4 weeks in a row, much to my embarrassment, until I finally understood what was going on. The studio I taught in had a mirror, and on that fourth week, I used the mirror to teach part of the session. As I scanned the room in the reflection, my eyes alighted on a woman I didn't recognize, whom I must have missed at the beginning of the class. And then, when I turned to face the students and everyone stopped dancing, I recognized her. It was the woman I kept forgetting. As I watched her make her way to the changing rooms, it suddenly became clear. There was a complete disconnect between this woman's persona off and on stage. On arrival at the class, she looked anxious, tired and worn down, and walked with an awkward, heavy gait. But when she danced, she came alive. Her eyes were bright and she appeared taller and more relaxed. She moved with light-footed steps and her arms flowed. When she danced, she surrendered herself to joy. Virginia Woolf, not a person one would necessarily associate with wild and free-spirited dancing, describes this power beautifully. Lying in a bed on a winter evening, the 21-year-old Virginia writes of being pulled to her window by the sound of music and laughter from a party across the street. Dance music stirs some barbaric instinct. You forget centuries of civilization in a second, and yield to that strange passion which sends you madly whirling round the room. It is as though some swift current of water swept you along with it. I have seen this transformative power in both men and women, old and young. I have seen it in people who have danced for many years, and I have seen it in people for whom dance is a new experience. I have even seen it in businessmen who have previously told me that they don't and indeed cannot dance. And it has nothing to do with how good a dancer someone is, nor is it about any particular style of dance. I have seen it in people when they have been dancing freestyle in nightclubs, or performing ballet and other classical forms, such as Indian dance. I have seen it in modern forms, such as jazz, tap, and contemporary dance, in couple dancing, such as ballroom and Latin, and in social forms, such as line dancing. What all these forms have in common is that they require a particular kind of communication between the brain and the body. Using movements that can connect people with themselves and connect them with others. A special sort of beauty is perceivable in people when they dance. I don't mean beauty in a physical sense. The beauty that is visible through dance has nothing to do with the size or shape of your body. It's about the kind of beauty you show when you are happy, worry-free, and living in the moment. Dance plugs people into the here and now. A ballet teacher of mine once said that dance is movement, and movement is life. Dancing brings the life essence of a person to the fore. In my case, dance has been transformative in an eminently practical way too. In Chapter 1, I will explain how, from being a professional dancer with no academic qualifications, I became a scientist researching at Cambridge University, and how I got there through dance. Indeed, it was largely thanks to dancing that at the relatively late age of 23, I learned to read.